The sixth parak starts out and discusses at length three sets of items that were in the Beis HaMikdash that each numbered 13 items. So the Mishnah starts out as follows. Shlosha Asar Shofaros. There were literally 13 shofars, but it's not talking about a literal shofar. It is talking about a chest for collecting funds, collection chests that were used, and they look like a shofar, actually look like a shofar in two ways. Number one, the shofar is narrow on one side and broadens on the other side. So far, so too, these chests were narrow on the top and broaden on the bottom, and also just like a shofar twines, it has twists in it. So too, this chest, they'd have twist, a bend in it, so somebody could not, it narrow on the top, and also bends in it, so somebody couldn't not insert their hand in and take any funds out of the shofaros. So we had 13 shofaros, these chests for collections in the Beis HaMikdash. That will be discussed later in our perek, what the uses of the 13 were. Next, Shlosha Asar Shulchanos, there were also 13 tables in the Beis HaMikdash for different uses that will be discussed later in our parak as well. And in addition, the third set of 13 items, Shlosha Esrei Hishtachava Yosayu BaMikdash, there were also 13 different bows, prostrations in the Beis HaMikdash. People used to come in to enter Har HaBayis, and they would go towards the right, always moving to the right when we're doing something of Kedusha. For example, we go up to the Bima to the right. When we saw Chazan goes up to Davin, he goes to the right. Somebody who has an Aliyah goes up to the right. So too, when somebody would come into Har HaBayis, they would be walking on the right, and they would circle around. And when they got to these destinations of these 13 stops, they would prostrate themselves. Now we're going to just take a detour here and say, Shel Beis Rabbi Gamliel v'Shel Beis Rabbi Chananya Skana Kohanim, that house of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Chananya Skana Kohanim, Hayu Mishtachavim Arba Esrei, they would actually have an additional bow. They agreed with the 13 places to bow down, to prostrate, but they had a 14th as well. Why? Vehechan Haisa Yaseira. Where was their 14th? Where did they get that from? Keneged Dir Ha'etzim. The Dir Ha'etzim, we're going to go into more detail later in the parak, was a chamber that they kept the wood that would be used to burn on the Mizbeach. Why did they bow down next to the Dir Ha'etzim? Shekein Masoris Biyadim. They had a Masora Me'avoseim from their ancestors. Shesham Ha'aron Nignas. There, the Aron HaKodesh was buried. We are talking about now in the time of the Bayi Shani. So what happened with the Aron Kodesh? In fact, towards the end of the Bais Rishon, before the destruction, King Yoshiahu was told by Chulda Hanaviah, the prophetess at the time, that Bavel would come soon and destroy the Beis HaMikdash and exile Klal Yisrael to Bavel. So what Yoshiahu did to prevent the Aron Kodesh falling into foreign hands, the Aron Kodesh which held both Sefer Torah, Aseres Hadibros, also the broken Aseres Hadibros. So he did he buried it. Now, where did he bury it? In fact, he buried it in chambers that King Shlomo HaMelech prepared for us. He had a nevuah, Shlomo HaMelech, when he was building the Bais Rishon, that it will eventually be destroyed. And he built chambers underneath, and it's a discussion where exactly they were. Based on our Mishnah, it says that it was underneath this Dir HaEitzim. There actually is an alternative view in the Gemara that it was under the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is also brought by the Rambam, Lahalacha, that those two places were the possibilities where Shlomo HaMelech built these antechambers. And that was, in fact, where Yoshiahu HaMelech buried the Aron Kodesh. It didn't only bury the Aron Kodesh, he also buried other things. This is also brought by the Rambam in the Halacha Hilchas Beis HaBechira, that he also buried underneath there the Mate Shel Aharon, the staff of Aaron that blossomed when Korach was rebelling. V'tzatzenet Haman, that was the flask that held the man in. They kept some man from the Midbar, so it was kept in there, a jar of man. And number three, the Shemen HaMishcha, which was the oil for anointing, for example, the Kohanim, all of that was buried underneath the Bayis, and we did not have it during the Bayis Sheni. It was buried by King Yoshiahu to prevent all of those very special items from being acquired, taken by the foreign governments who were invading. So in particular, it was because of Nebuchadnezzar, who was invading and taking over and bringing those items back to Bavel. Mishnah Beis brings support for the view in the prior Mishnah that the Aron Kodesh was actually buried under the Dir Ha'etzim. There is, as we mentioned, an alternative view that it was buried under the Kodesh Kodashim. In fact, there's a third view brought in the Gemara that the Masorah was, at least according to the Tanna Kamma in the Gemara, that it was not buried by King Yoshiyahu, but in fact it was taken captive, Aron Kodesh, along with other items, when the Babylonians indeed invaded and took, sent Klal Yisrael into exile. So that is a third view. View number one, it was buried under the Dir Ha'etzim. Number two, it was buried under the Kodesh Kodashim. The third view, it was buried underneath neither, but rather it was taken by the Babylonians as Klal Yisrael was taken into Galus. Mishnah Bay says as follows, Ma'ase b'koin echad, she'yam misasek, it happened to be that in the time of Bayesheni, there was a coin that he was doing his job. He was working, was busy. In fact, what he was doing was he was going through the wood in the Dir Ha'etzim, which was the chamber that they kept the wood in for the Beis HaMikdash. They had to make sure that the wood did not become wormy, because had it become wormy, it could not be used on the Mizbeach. So a coin was going through, checking that there were no worms. The Ra'a Ha'ritzpa Shi Mishuna Mechaverosa. He saw that the floor, the torf, the floor tiles, it was a little different from the others in a certain area. Bav Amar L'Chaveru, and he comes and he's telling his friend as follows, look, something's going on here. Look, he speak Ligmar as Hadavar Ad Shiyatza Nishma, so he was not able to tell his friend about the floor tires, because he knew there the Mesorah, that the Aaron was buried underneath the deer Ha'etzim, and he assumed correctly that certainly that's where the Aaron was buried, and that accordingly that's why the tiles in covering it up was in a little different of a formation, and he died before he was able to give over that information. In fact, it was a decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not wanting the exact location of the Aaron to be known, so that coin passed away right then on the spot. But accordingly, says the Mishnah, V'yadu b'yichud, they knew for certain. And then, based on that unusual supernatural death, Shesham Ha'aron Nignas, that the Aaron, in fact, was buried right there. Mishnah Gimel refers back to Mishnah Aleph, where we said that people would bow down 13 times in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah asks as follows, V'heichan ayu mishtachavin, where were the 13 places that people used to prostrate themselves? So the Mishnah will tell us on a high level, and then we'll go into more detail onto each of the sides of the Beis HaMikdash where they used to bow. So it starts as follows, Arba Batzafon, there were four places on the north side, northern wall of the Beis HaMikdash, Ve'arba Bedorim, and there were another four on the southern side, Shalosh B'Mizrach, three on the east, Ushtayim B'Ma'arav, and two on the west, Keneged Shlosha Asar Sharim, the bowings, prostrations would be right next to the 13 entrances, the 13 gates to enter the Beis HaMikdash. Now we're going to list the 13 entrances to enter the Beis HaMikdash. This is the view of our Mishnah. There is an alternative view also brought in the Gemara. We're just going to focus on what our Mishnah says. Sha'arim Dromiim Smuchim Lema'arav. So we're going to start out with the four gates that were on the southern side of the Beis HaMikdash, and they're going to start listing them from the western corner. So this is on the south side of the Beis HaMikdash, but starting from the west. Sha'ar Ha'elyon means the upper gate closest to the west. Number two, Sha'ar HaDelek. Delek means fuel. This is, nowadays at least, this was the gate that they used to bring the wood into the Beis HaMikdash that would be used on the Mizbeach. Sha'ar HaBechoros, literally the Sha'ar of the Bechor. This is talking about the mitzvah of Bechor, to bring the firstborn male of a sheep, goat, or cow. So they would bring those in as a korban through the Sha'ar. That's number three. On the southern side, Sha'ar Hamayim, and the gate of water. What does that mean? V'lama nikra shemo Sha'ar Hamayim. Why is it called the fourth one? Sha'ar, the gate of bringing in the water. So in fact, we're going to see two views here. Number one, shebo machnisin tzluchi shel mayim shel nisuk bechag, that they brought in through this gate the flask of water that they would use on Sukkot for the special mitzvah of nisuk hamayim that is discussed in detail in the Mishnayos and the Gemara in Sukkah. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, it's based on a nevuah in Yecheskel. It's a perek mem zayin in Yecheskel. Bo hamayim mepakin, from here, from this gate, the water would flow the width of a flask of water, the actually mouth of the flask of water, va'atidim lihiyos yotzin mitachas miftan habayis. In the future, the water will flow from under the threshold of the bayis, talking about there will be a tiny trickle of water that would emanate from the Kodesh Kadoshim. This is based again on Navu of Yechezkel, and it will grow from a trickle, and when it reaches this shahr, this gate of mayim, which is called the shahr of mayim, it will be as wide as the mouth of a flask of water. So that's why it's called the shahr hamayim. Now we're going to go to Umasan on the other side, but Safon, we're now talking about the four gates on the northern side of the Beis HaMikdash, Shmuch in the Marav, and we're going to start listing them from the western corner. Sha'ar Yechanya, this gate of Yechanya, we'll define what that means in a little bit. Sha'ar Korban, any of the Korbanos that would be slaughtered in the northern side of the Beis HaMikdash, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, will be brought in through the Sha'ar Korban. Next, number three, Sha'ar Nashim. This is the gate that the women who their korbanos were being brought would enter to be there when their korbanos were being slaughtered. Sha'ar Hashir. This is the gate that they used to bring the musical instruments into the Beis HaMikdash that would be used. V'lama nikra shemo Sha'ar Yechanya. Let's get back to the Sha'ar of Yechanya. Why was it called Sha'ar Yechanya after Yechanya? Sheboyatza Yechanya begalusa, because Yechanya, one of the last kings of the Bayis at the time of the Bayis Rishon, when he was exiled, he actually went to the Beis HaMikdash to prostrate and to daven for the last time, because he was on the way out being captured, led off to exile by Nebuchadnezzar, Harasha, and accordingly, when he went to the Beis HaMikdash and exited through this Sha'ar, and that's why it was called at the time of Bayis Sheni Sha'ar Yechanya. So it says V'lama Nikra Shebo Sha'ar Yechanya Shebo Yatza Yechanya Begalusa, because this is the Sha'ar that Yechanya, when he exited at the Beis HaMikdash for the last time on the way to Galus, he went through this exit. Next, we're going to talk about Bamizrach. We have three gates on the east side that people would prostrate themselves. Number one was Sha'ar Nikanor, the famous Sha'ar Nikanor, the huge doors that were brought by Nikanor. Ushnei Pishpishin Hayubo. There was also, within those massive doors, there were two smaller doors also that counted. So the larger door and the small, the Sha'ar Nikanor is the larger one, counted as one, and each of the doors had another entrance called the Pishpish, and those were getting up to a total of three on the Mizrach, on the east side. Echad Biyaminov, Echad Bismolo. One was on the right, one was on the left of the massive entrance of Sha'ar Nikanor. Ushnaim b'Ma'arav, the last two were on the west side. Shelo Hayah Lahem Shem, they went unnamed, they were not used very much. So we have a total of four on the north side, four on the south side, and another three on the east and two on the west, for a total of 13 entrances. And that's where people were mishtachaveh, they prostrated themselves on the way into the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Dalet refers back to Mishnah Aleph, where we said there were Shlosha Asar Shulchanos Hayu BaMikdash. There were also 13 tables in the Beis HaMikdash, and now we're going to give the detail as to the functions of each. Shmona Shel Shayish BeBeis HaMitbachayim. 8 of the 13 were made of marble, and they resided on the northern side of the Mizbeach, called the Beis HaMitbachayim. That's where the korbanos were brought. Shaleya Medichim Es HaKravayim, and they were used to place the intestines of the korbanos, and they had to wash them off before putting them on the Mizbeach. Ushnaim, an additional two, B'Ma'arav HaKevesh, were located on the western side of the ramp that led up to the Mizbeach. Those two, Echad Shel Shayis, one was made of marble, the Echad Shel Kesev, and one was made of silver. In general, we see that some were made of marble. When the meat or the other items of the korbanos were put on top of them, the marble would keep the meat and the intestines cool so they wouldn't rot. That's why metal, even nicer metals like silver or gold, were not used for that purpose. Al Shel HaShayish HaYunosnim Et HaEvarim. So here we have these two that were located at the base of the ramp going up to the Mizbeach. The one that was made of marble, they would put the Eivarin, they would put the limbs of the Korban Ola on it, waiting to be put onto the Mizbeach. Al Shel Kesev, Klei Sharis, and on the silver one, they would put the numerous utensils that were necessary in the Avodah, the Beis HaMikdash. We have an additional Shnayim Ba'ula, Mi Bifnim, Al Pesach HaBayis, another two that were in the antechamber, leading into the Heichal, the actual sanctuary. So there were another two there. Echad Shel Shayis, Echad Shel Zahav. One of them was made of marble, one was made of gold. al shel shayis nosnim lechem hapanim b'knisaso. So then when they would go in to this antechamber and they were going in with the bread, the show bread, the 12 loaves of new bread that would be swapped in and out every single Shabbos. So they would place them down on the table that was made of marble. That was when they were entering. And then they would lift it up and they would go into the heichal, the actual sanctuary, slip in and out. They would take out the old bread, put in the new bread at the same time. And the old bread was placed va'al shel zahav yitziyah. So when they were going out, when they were exiting, they would put it onto the gold table. Why would they use a gold table? Why not silver or marble? So the Mishnah says shemalim bakodesh velo moridin, because you have to go up in kedusha, not go down. In other words, they are taking the old bread from the shulchan, which we're going to go into in a little bit, that was inside the heichal, that was made of gold. So they were not permitted to put it on a lower value table. They had to leave it, put it only on a gold table. It was on gold before. Inside the Echa, we can only put it on something with equivalent value and chashivas important. So they had to make the table that they used on the way out made out of gold as well. And the last table of the 13, the Echad Shel Zahav Mifnim, we already referred to this. They had the one of gold that they placed the showbread on inside the Echal, inside the sanctuary, Shalav Lechem Apanim Tamid, that upon it there was constantly the Lechem Apanim, the 12 loaves of the showbread, it was constantly on there. In other words, this is based on the concept Tamid, it's based on the Pasuk, that when they took out the old ones, they immediately put in the new ones, so there would always be the showbread, the Lechem Apanim, on that table made of Zahav, made of gold. Mishnah Hay as well refers back to Mishnah Aleph, where we said Shlosha Asar Shofaros Hayuba Mikdas, that there were 13 literally shofaros, but we're talking about the collection chest that people would give their funds into in the base of Mikdash. Vekasuva Leyen, we're going to group them 7, and they're going to be similar, and then 6 are going to be somewhat similar. So we're going to list out the 7 first ones as follows. They were notated on them, written on them, their uses. Tiklin Chadetin, people who are donating their new Shkalim for this year. V'tiklin Atikin, old Shkalim. We'll see in a little bit that means people who failed to give the prior year, they would put into this shofar. Number 3, Kinim, people who had to bring a bird offering, literally a pair of birds. They would put the funds in there, and that korban, the Kinim, would be brought by the Kohanim. Number 4 is the Gozle Ola, somebody who had to bring that form of Korban, its young Ola birds, would put money into that chest, and the Kohanim would bring those Korbanos. Number 5 is Eitim, somebody who wanted to donate wood that we brought in the Mizbeach, that would be used on the Mizbeach. And number 6, Levona. Levona is frankincense, it's a form of the Ketores. And number 7, Zahav Likfores, somebody who wanted to donate Zahav, which was gold to be used for the kaforas, for the clay sharis to buy the utensils on the base of Mikdash. Each of those separate chests, those 7, had the notation what it's used for, and you would put the money into them. Now, there were another shisha, another 6 that made a total of 13 that were used when you put in these additional 6 linadava to buy additional korban olas for the base of Mikdash. For example, as we've discussed in the past, when the Mizbeach was slow, they would bring voluntary korban, a sibur korban ola, from the money in these 6. Now, what were these 6 additional ones? 5 of them are very similar. When people had surplus funds from various korbanos, and that's why they had 5 for different types of korbanos, they would put into each of these chests. For example, if somebody had excess funds from a korban chatas, for example, he or she separated money for a korban chatas and bought the korban chatas, and there was more money than was necessary to buy the korban. So there was a chest that was for the surplus of that korban chatas, and the same is applied for a korban asham, surplus funds from the korban asham, or if somebody was bringing bird pairs from a zava or a yoledes, or a nazir who had offerings to bring and had surplus funds from that. And number 5 would be a special type of a korban asham from a tzora. All of those were surplus funds, so they would have in those 5 chambers, they would put the money in the respective chest, and it would be brought for a volitional korbanola. And the 6th of those 6 was somebody who just wanted to offer, give a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, and it would be used for the korban asibur, for the communal offerings, and that would also be brought for a korbanola. So now we're going to go back. We've listed 13, and we're going to go back and give a little bit more detail on a number of these. So the first one we mentioned was Tiklin Chadetin, which means special, new shkalim, shebechol shana v'shana, each and every year people would be able to put their required shekel, machatzis a shekel, into that chest as the donation to the Beis HaMikdash, as we discussed earlier in our Masechta. The second one said v'atikin, that was tiklin, atikin, old, literally old shkalim, mishalo shakal eshtakat, anyone who did not give the prior year, shokel eshana haba, would give for this year, and it would not be used for the korban hatzibur. This would actually not be put into the baskets that we talked about, that we draw into the baskets three times a year, but it would be put into the shiare halishka from last year. In other words, the leftover shkalim that were not used for the prior year, we had other uses for their shkalim, as we talked about in a masachta. So anyone who put shkalim into this second chest, collection chest of people who failed to give the shkalim, it would be put into its proper place with the shkalim from last year that would be used to pay for various items in the Beis HaMikdash this year. Number three chest that we're referring back to, kinim, which are sets of birds, hemtorim, those are actually turtle doves. So when somebody put into the chest marked for kinim, that would be used to buy turtle doves that would be brought as karbonos for them. Next, we said the gozle ola, literally young ola birds, hembineyona, those were young pigeons that would be brought for them. And these last two that we mentioned, if somebody put into the chest for kinim or the chest for gozle ola, the kulam olos, divi Rebbe Yehuda, all of those would be brought as a korban ola, all those birds. The chachamim omrim, if it was in the kinim, if it was in chest number three listed as kinim, it wouldn't be brought all for korban olas. Echad chatas ve'echad ola, one would be brought half of them, but for each pair for each person, they put in money for a pair for two. One would be brought as a korban chatas, one would be brought as a korban ola, those birds that would brought for them. And if it was in that fourth chest of the gozle ola, in this case, chachamim agree with Reb Yehuda, kulan olos, everything, all the sets, each person brought a pair, each one of them would be for a korban ola. Mishnah Vav continues giving the detail on the collection chest in the Beis HaMikdash. We've gone through 1 through 4 and we were up to number 5. Omer, if somebody says, Harei Alai Eitzim, I'm going to give a donation of wood to the Beis HaMikdash. Actually, I'm going to give a donation of funds to buy wood in the Beis HaMikdash, and he doesn't specify how much. Lo Yivchos Mishnei Gizrim, when he puts the money into the collection chest that says Eitzim on it, wood on it, don't give less than the amount to buy 2 blocks of wood. Lavona, if somebody says, I'm going to give a donation of Lavona, the frankincense, a type of ketores, lo yivchos mikometz, he should not give less than a kometz. The kometz was the amount that was used with the korban ola. It's less than a handful of the lavona. Number 7, zahav, somebody says, I'm going to give a donation of gold, but doesn't specify how much. Lo yivchos midinar zahav, he should not give less than a dinar coin's worth of gold. That's the smallest denomination of a gold coin. So we've gone through the 7 initial items and out collection chest. Now we're going to go through the other 6 that were linedava, shisha linedava, those 6 for the nedava. What was the use of those nedava mehayu osimba? So people put in, and we listed out the various uses. 5 of them are for surplus funds from various karbanas. Those were all forms of chatas and asham, so they would be put in to these collection chests. And number 6 was somebody who simply wants to give funds for community offerings. So nedava. So all these 6, what were they used for? Ma'ayuasimba, lokhimba olos. They would, from all of them, buy korbanas ola, ola offerings, habasar l'shem, and this korban ola, the meat was brought for a kodesh baruch hu, ha'oros, and the skins, lakohanim, were given to the kohanim. So now we get into an interesting drasha, zemidrash darash yehoyada, kohen gadol yehoyada, the kohen gadol made a drasha, based on the following pasuk, to know, to teach us that the meat would be for a kodesh baruch hu, for the mizbeach, and the oros and the skins to the kohanim, because he brought a pasuk that seemed to conflict. The pasuk in Vayikra, Perakei, Asham, who, it is a korban asham. The implication is it's less like any other korban asham whose meat is eaten by kohanim. So apparently the asham, who is teaching us the asham, is for the kohanim. But ashom, asham, lashem. But it also talks about this asham is for Hashem. So which is it? Is it for the kohanim, or is it for the mizbeach? So Yehoyada said, this pasuk is not talking specifically about the korban. It's talking about when somebody has surplus funds from either a korban asham or a korban chatas, like the 6 collection chest that we have in our Mishnah, that people had surplus funds from either five different korbanos, or number six, people just gave funds in to be brought as a korban olah. So Yehoyada taught us that klal. This is the bottom line that we learned from this pasuk. Kol shehu ba mishum chet umishum ashma. Any surplus funds that come from a korban chatas, you had excess korban chatas from, you had korban asham, and you had surplus funds from it that weren't used. What you should do is yilakach bo olos. You would buy a korban olos with the excess funds. And what happens is based on our pasuk habasar lashem, the ha'oros lekohanim, and the meat goes to the mizbeach, and the skins go to the kohanim. Nimtzu shnei ksuvim kayamim. It turns out in the bottom day that we were able to reconcile our pasuk that pointed in different directions. Is this asham for the kohanim? Is it for the mizbeach? And it's both. It depends what's part of the animal. But any surplus funds we learn, like from the funds in our six collection chests that said Nadav on it, they would be used to pry the korban olah. And here we learn out that the skins were the kohanim and the meat went to the mizbeach. So Hashem la Hashem, v'Hashem lo kohanim. That's how we learn it out. And just to complete the Mishnah and the Perek, to learn out, how do we know that was Yehoyada, the Kohen Gadol, that explained that pasuk as we did? The Omer, there's a pasuk in Malachim Bez that says as follows, and it's referring to Yehoyada and the innovations that he made in the Beis HaMikdash. Kesef Asham v'kesef Chatos, the money from the Asham and the money from the Chatos, Lu Yuva Beis Hashem, should not be brought to the Beis Hashem. It is la kohanim, you, it should be given to the kohanim. Obviously, these korbanos are given to the Beis Hashem, but we learn from here that what should be given to the kohanim were the skins, the hides of those korbanos, and that is the reconciliation that we saw before, that part goes to the mizbeach, part to the kohanim, and it is the hides that go to the kohanim.